Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue.
Welcome back to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. This is chapter 3 and 4 of Ben Franklin's autobiography, where I look to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every day. Imagine arriving in a new city with no family, almost no money, the clothes on your back soaked from a difficult journey, and not knowing a single person. Most of us would call this a nightmare. Benjamin Franklin called it the beginning of his future. Today's chapters 3 and 4 remind us that success rarely starts with comfort. More often, it begins exactly where Ben Franklin found himself, in an unfamiliar territory, with little more than skills, character, and a willingness to work hard. After leaving Boston and after a brief stop in New York, the teenage Ben Franklin set out for Philadelphia, believing there would be better opportunities there for an ambitious young printer. The journey itself, that was anything but easy. Traveling in colonial America was unpredictable and often quite dangerous. Franklin traveled by boat with strangers, fought rough seas, spent long hours rowing to keep the vessel moving, and endured exhaustion, hunger, and uncertainty before finally arriving in Philadelphia. When he stopped off the boat, he looked anything but successful. He was dirty from the trip, exhausted from days of travel, carrying very little money, and knew absolutely no one in the city. Yet, this is one of the most famous scenes in American history because Franklin's circumstances couldn't have been further from the remarkable future that awaited him. His first purchase in Philadelphia was simple: 3 large loaves of bread. Having bought more than he could eat, he gave some of the bread to a woman traveling with a child who made the difficult journey with him. It's a small moment, but I think it's an important one. Franklin also insisted on paying the captain of the boat for his passage, even though his constant rowing had more than earned him a free ride. He makes an interesting point here. He says that people with very little are often generous because they don't want others to think they have very little. Whether or not that's universally true, it reveals something about Franklin's own mindset. Even when he possessed almost nothing, he wanted to be known as someone who paid his own way and helped others. Once settled in Philadelphia, Franklin quickly found work with one of the, 2 local printers at the time. It didn't take long for employers and co-workers to recognize something important about Benjamin Franklin. Although he was still just a teenager, Franklin's years of disciplined self-education had already made him a superior printer and writer. The countless nights he had spent teaching himself composition were now finally beginning to pay off for him in dividends. Competence was opening doors. In chapter 4, that competence reached an unexpected audience: the governor of the region, became impressed with Franklin's intelligence, his work ethic, and his skill. Convinced that the young printer had tremendous potential, he encouraged Franklin to establish his own printing business in Philadelphia. The governor even wrote a letter to Franklin's father asking him to financially support the venture and promising that Benjamin Franklin would receive official government printing contracts. This caused Franklin to decide to return to Boston for the first time and carried these extraordinary opportunities back to his father. Now, his family was delighted to see him again because he kind of snuck out in the middle of the night. Well, everyone except for his older brother, James, whose apprenticeship Benjamin had more or less abandoned. Franklin's father listened carefully to the governor's proposal, but ultimately he declined. He believed Franklin was simply too young to manage his own business and suggested waiting until he reached the age of 21. Although disappointed, Franklin accepted his father's decision without bitterness. Sometimes wisdom means recognizing that not yet is different from never. Before leaving Boston again, Franklin agreed to collect money owed to one of his friends and hold it until his friend requested it. On the journey to return to Philadelphia, Franklin was traveling with another acquaintance who unfortunately drank pretty heavily throughout the trip. And Franklin ended up paying many of this man's expenses. Franklin was short on money himself. He made a decision that he was deeply troubled by. He borrowed some of the money he was holding for his other friend, fully intending to replace it. Eventually, when his friend came calling, he returned and repaid every penny. But the experience taught him a lesson he never forgot. Using money that isn't truly yours, even temporarily, can create anxiety, temptation, and unnecessary risk. By the end of the chapter, the governor renewed his enthusiasm for Franklin's future and promised to personally finance the equipment necessary to start the printing business. His instructions were simple. Prepare to sail for England to purchase the printing press that you desire. Now, this all sounded like an amazing opportunity. Was the opportunity of a lifetime. Now, here are some of the self-improvement lessons that I learned from these chapters. Lesson one, your reputation begins before your success. Franklin arrived in Philadelphia looking like someone who had failed, but appearances were temporary. His generosity, honesty, work ethic, and competence quickly became his true introduction. Long before he owned a business or became famous, people noticed his character. That's a powerful reminder that your reputation is built every single day before anyone knows your name. Lesson number two, master your craft. Before chasing opportunity, the governor didn't become interested in Franklin because Franklin had impressive credentials. He became interested because Franklin had become exceptionally good at his work. Franklin spent years quietly developing his skills before anyone important noticed. Too often today, we chase recognition before mastery. Franklin did the opposite. He mastered his craft first. The opportunities then followed. Lesson three, live below your means. One of the more practical lessons comes from Franklin's financial mistake. Borrowing money that belonged to someone else solved a short-term problem, but created months, if not years, of unnecessary worry. Many people today experience similar stress through credit cards, loans, spending money they expect to earn in the future. Franklin learned early that peace of mind is far more valuable than temporary convenience. Lesson four. Sometimes the right answer is not yet. Franklin wanted to own his own business immediately. His father believed he wasn't ready. As we see in future chapters, it's possible his father was right. Ambition is valuable, but timing matters too. Sometimes preparation is the best investment we can make before opportunity arrives. These two chapters remind us that success rarely begins with perfect circumstances. Benjamin Franklin arrived in Philadelphia tired, broke, and unknown. But he carried with him something far more valuable. More valuable than money. He had spent years investing his own knowledge, his own work, creating a strong work ethic and his character. Those invisible assets would soon prove to be worth far more than any inheritance or financial backing. In our next chapter, we'll see Franklin discover that not every opportunity is what it appears to be. A governor's promise will send him across the Atlantic, but the journey will teach him one of the most important lessons about trust, independence, and taking responsibility for his own future. So until next time, remember, the lessons are older than we are and just as relevant today.